Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I will bless the Lord at all times and sing his praises in my mouth. Thank you for each and every one of you for joining us in time to talk about it at this time. So we're sitting in here for Apostle Porter this morning. I'm Deacon Michael, Sister Diane, and Pastor Sharon. We're sitting in here, and we're sitting in for Apostle Porter. She's a little under the weather, so she needs your help, too. She needs someone to pray for her also. So we're gonna put this prayer on, Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We magnify your name. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, giving God all honor, glory, and praise that is due unto his holy name. Thanking him, Lord, for just seeing this day, Lord, Father, a day that wasn't promised to us. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord, Father. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, Lord, Father, for forgiveness. And those that we are praying for, Lord, forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Father, we thank you for being that merciful, loving God, Lord, Father, a God of second chances, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord. Father, you know what they're in need of, and Father, we thank you for hearing our prayers today, Lord, Father, as we touch and agree, Lord, Father, with those that ask for prayer, Lord, and Father God, those, Lord, Father God, that are praying as well, Lord, touching and agreeing, Lord. Father, we thank you for hearing our prayers this day, right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Kaylin Ellison, Lord, Father. Thanking you, Lord, Father God, for touching his body right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for just hearing the prayers, Lord, Father, bringing him out of the hospital safely, Lord. Father, we continue to speak that you open his lungs, Lord, Father. Let them stay open, Lord. And we come against, Lord, Father, every asthma attack right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. For, Father, you say, by your stripes we are healed. And we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for your healing virtue flowing through and through them right now, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Reginald, Lord. Father, as we hold him before you, we pray for his salvation, Lord, Father, and we ask you, Lord, Father, to touch his mind right now, Lord, Father, as we speak peace right now, Lord, Father. And, Father God, every dark cloud, Lord, Father God, shall dissipate, Lord, Father God, and the light shall come forth right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you daily. Father, we ask you, Lord, Father, to take her from that dark place, Lord, Father. And, Father God, let the light shine, Lord, Father. We thank you for our angels, Lord, Father, standing guard round about her. Father, continue to give her the strength that she needs right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for touching Naomi, Lord, Father. Continue to touch and heal her body right now. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Eldred, Lord, Father. We thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for touching his body right now, from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for just touching his body. Father, strengthening him right now, Lord, Father God, in you, Lord, Father. Father, we praying right now, Lord, Father God, for this entire nation, Lord, Father. Father, touch right now, Lord Father, each and every city and state, Lord Father, each and every island, Lord Father, that is dealing with this coronavirus, Lord Father, as we come against it right now in the name of Jesus. Father, they may not come near our dwelling, Lord Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over our neighborhoods, Lord Father, over the school, the workplace, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you and glorify and magnify you, Lord Father, as your people standing unified themselves right now, Lord Father, praying against this virus right now in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus over it right now. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, glorifying and magnifying you right now, Lord Father. Father, those, Lord Father, that has the virus, Lord Father, strengthen their bodies right now as we speak to their immune system right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, those right now, Lord, that has lost loved ones from it, Lord, including fires and earthquakes, Lord Father, comfort their hearts right now, Lord. Give them peace to their grieving hearts. You said you will not leave us comfortless, Lord Father. So we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your comfort just flowing through and through them right now. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we hold before you our apostle right now, Lord Father. Thanking you right now for covering her, Lord Father God, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father, with your blood right now, Lord. Father, we speak strength right now to her, Lord. We thank you for your supernatural strength just flowing through and through her right now, Father, for she is your prayer warrior, Lord Father. She is your woman of God, Lord Father. And we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for her angels standing guard round about her, Lord, canceling every assignment, Lord Father God, that was sent towards her. Right now, we render it null and void. In the name of Jesus, and Father, we thank you for your hedge of protection round about her right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we hold before you this broadcast. And Father, as we hold it before you, covering it under the blood and canceling every assignment, Lord Father, that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking, Lord Father, and listening on this broadcast, we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for just showing up and showing out. We thank you for healing and deliverance just being upon this broadcast right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the word coming forth, Lord Father. Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for just having your way. Father, we ask that you decrease Deacon Michael, Pastor Sharon, right now, Lord Father, as the word come forth, Lord Father. We ask you to show up and show out in them, Lord, as you increase in them right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we be careful to give you all honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name, failing, Lord Father, knowing and failing not, Lord Father, to say hallelujah and thank you and glorify you right now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Diane, for them prayers. Now, if you haven't heard your name, that's because you didn't give it to us. Now, you know, hey, if you want prayer, call us, 347-857-3925. That's always. Now, you know, hey, that's what we do. Let me give you a little word. It is not enough to own a Bible. We must read it. It is not enough to read it. We must let it speak to us. It is not enough to let it speak to us. We must believe it. It is not enough to believe it. We must live it. You know, so these words to live by, that's what I can tell you. Let me read it one more time. It is not enough to own a Bible. We must read it. It is not enough to read it. We must let it speak to us. It is not enough to let it speak to us. We must believe it. It is not enough to believe it. We must live it. Amen. So we need to keep these words to live by, because it's nothing but the truth. You know, because we always can use the words to live by, because once we read the Bible, let us live it. You know, let us feel real good about it. We can always have a good time with the Bible because there's so many different stories in there. There's thousands of stories in there that we can relate to. Each and every person can relate to something. We can all relate to what's going on and how we need these things to come forth. So I'm just here to tell you today that we're going to get this right. We're going to try to get things right today, ourselves, in life, everybody. Because the way the world is going now and things are happening, this is a time to talk to God. This is a time to get your prayer in. This is a time to get somebody to pray for you. This is the time. Don't delay. You know what they say, don't delay. Go ahead and pray. You know, so we got to get ourselves together and know who's here to help us. Know it. See, the problem is people don't want to. They don't want to bend or bow or whatever to Jesus, to God. You ain't got to go through it. Talk to him, pray to him, let him lift you up. You know, because he will do that. He will lift all of us up, you, me, everybody. So we need to get ourselves together on that. And at this moment, I'm going to read Isaiah 41. I'm only going to read the first four verses. Keep silence before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near, then let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. Okay, well, now I just got through partially talking about that. When we need to come together and we need to pray and we need to get ourselves in the right position, you know, because you never know when it's coming up. And you got to listen. Who raised up the righteous man from the east, called him to his foot, gave the nations before him, and made him rule over kings? He gave them as the dust to his sword, and led us driven stubble to his bow. He pursued them and passed safely, even by the way that he had not gone with his feet. Who have wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, the first and with the last, I am he. Now, see, when the Lord talked to us and he give us direction, he's telling us who he is. He's telling us where he can take you. You know, we lack that because we believe in other things that goes on all over. All these things that be going on, we rather believe that than believe the truth. We rather believe the lie and the imitation of life that the devil is showing us out there. We rather go with that. We don't want to go with what God has in store for us. And he's telling us in these four verses who he is. He's telling you what he's done and why God got him here and who he is. You know, and we don't listen. We always seem to find out other things. You know, we don't want to let God do it because we'd rather do it ourselves. We don't need to worry about what other people do or something. We need to come together with God. We need to get on our knees or pray if you can't get on your knees, get in your prayer closet, sit in your chair, lay in your bed, do something, talk to God. Because it's a lot of things that's going on that we may not understand. But if you want to understand, you need to ask God to give you understanding. And also in the Word of God, you have to give him, you have to get understanding in what you're reading. And as I said in the Word, we need to live it also. You can't be all backwards and forward and all of that. You can't do that because the Word of God is straightforward. Now, don't think you're going to manipulate God, because that's not going to happen. You know, a lot of times you can't even manipulate the prophet or prophetess, because they already see through you. They already know what your game is. See, so let's not try to be crazy about it. Let's also, what we need to do is find what's going on in your life and lives around you, because we know God is going to be there. We know Jesus is going to be there. Now, what about you? Are you going to be there? I mean, just take a look. The coronavirus. All the basketball games, the NBA canceled for the year. Baseball yet don't know, and hockey don't know yet. But everybody's going to play without fans like that. So think about that. If it's that serious, don't you think we need to pay attention? Don't you think we need to pay attention to the Word of God? Don't you know the Word of God is the truth? It's the light. It's everything that we need it to be. But we got to stand to it. We got to stand up with the Word of God. We got to be sure that we position ourselves as Christians. As we say, if we say, we need to put ourselves in position, because you know the opposition is already against us. You know, we already got Satan against us. We got man against us. Let's just call it what it is, because they don't believe in God and all this. These atheists. You know, until something happened to them, then all of a sudden they'll believe in God then. You know, but we got to look at who Jesus is, what he done for us, what he done for you and me. He pulled us out of so much, and we don't even know it. We don't even acknowledge who he is. Right here in verse 2, the first beginning, who raised up the righteous man from the east? It was Jesus. He also made sure that the generations would be saved. But we also, in verse 4, say, who wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning. Okay, let's deal with that from the beginning. Let's put you in there from the beginning. Everybody from the beginning got to know what to do. Everybody from the beginning had instructions from the beginning. Do you have instructions? Did the Lord God give you instructions? Did he show you? Did he talk to you? Didn't he tell you? Didn't the Spirit tell you what to do? Did you follow him, or did you go the opposite direction, or did you believe it, or did you not? See, because a lot of people don't believe what the Word of God is saying and don't believe what God is saying to them, because God is always, he's involved, but we don't want him to be involved. You know, we think we can do it ourselves. We can't do it ourselves. We need the help of Jesus. Let's just face that. Now, you can either get the light, you can get the help from Jesus, or you think you're going to get it from Satan, and let Satan lead you down a path that you don't want to be down. What you think that Satan's going to lead you to, what, glory, victory, riches, whatever. You may get it for a minute. Like I say, for a minute, but the dude's got to come in. So that means you sold your soul. That means you don't know where you're going to end up. But you'd rather sell your soul to do whatever you have to do. No. Think about the one who gave you life. Think about the one who put you in position to do things. Now, God gave us the mind to do things on our own. He ain't make us do nothing. We have to come forward and step up. We got to do what we got to do to step up. We the ones ourselves that has to recognize that Jesus is Lord. We got to recognize that. Now, you know, you got some religions who don't recognize. I was watching a movie the other day, like usual, and it was one man was a Muslim, one was a Christian, and one was confused. But the thing about it is, the Muslim said, it's one thing. No, the one that did was confused. He said, it's strange that both of you believe into the same thing, but one don't believe in Jesus and the other one do. But basically, you believe in the same thing. He said, that's weird. And you're working together. Hey, it's possible. We can work together. You know, hey, it's like this. Who you want to believe? They just believe in Muhammad. We believe in Jesus. They need to come forth and see what we're going on. We need to get ourselves together on who we want to serve. Do we want to serve Him? Verse 3 in Isaiah 41 says, He pursued them and passed safely, even by the way that he had not gone with his feet. Check that out. Now, these are awesome words. These are words that hit you to the core. So we know we got to read them, we got to understand them, and we definitely need to live it. God got us here that we need to bring forth, put our foot forward as good as Christians, I say good Christians, whatever you want to call yourself. But God has the attitude for us. God loves us. He loves us so much that Jesus loves us so much till He forgive us for our sins. Now let me tell you, we get forgiven for our sins because we know how to repent and ask God to forgive us. Now, we didn't say do the same thing over and over again because that ain't going to work, because you know better after the first couple times. But us in this, we're in this together. We're really in this together. But people don't seem to understand that. People don't want to work together. People don't want to understand what God has in store for each and every one of us. Well, you know, me and Bishop was talking this morning. Maybe God got something to do with this virus that people are going through. This, He just letting everybody know who He is. Now is the time to come to Jesus. Now is the time to let Jesus know where you're coming from. Now is the time. Now. Because the world has become a dangerous place. Very dangerous. We got the devil out to get us. We got man out to get us. And Lord knows who's trying to put something on you. So, right, hey, we got to be ready. We got to have that whole armor of God. We got to have it ready. We got to have our sword in our hand, and we got to know how to swing it. And y'all know what that sword is, that Bible, that Word of God. We got to know how to swing it. We got to know what to use to keep it down. We got to believe, though. You know, as the word says, we got to believe, though. We got to believe that we can defeat the enemy. You can't be afraid, but you got to believe. Now, once you believe that, if you believe that you can be healed, then you can believe that nothing can come against you. But you got to believe. But you got to know who you believe in. Let's just get that straight. You got to know who you believe in. Now, if you don't believe in Jesus, you're just wasting your breath. But if you believe go for it. Let God know what you need, what you want, and how you want it. Because God will deliver it. God will deliver the things that you need. But the problem is, what are you doing for him? Are you praising him? Are you standing up for him, or are you turning your back? We all have ways that we praise him, you know, some of us in our own little way, some of us in loud ways, you know, because everybody got their own little thing, you know. But what I'm saying is this, we got to keep Jesus in mind. We got to know where we're going. We got to know how to follow him. See, a lot of people don't know how to follow him. Some don't know where to start at. You can start by reading the Bible. Turn it, open the Bible, and just read Genesis 1 and keep it going. And that'll show you what it's all about. That'll show you where we come from. People don't know where we come from. And if you want to look at it in this sense, we're all brothers and sisters under the sun. First man and woman was Adam and Eve. Where do you think the world come from? They were the first two to populate the earth. They had children, the children had children, then they split up and go to this place and that place, and that's how you become. That's how we become. So we need to understand that and get all that stuff straight. Because it ain't no white heaven, it ain't no black heaven, it ain't no white hell, it ain't no black hell. It's one hell and one heaven. Which do you want to go? Or who do you want to serve? Do you want to serve Jesus, or do you want to serve the devil? All you need to do is step forward. Be accountable. Be accountable for you. Be accountable because this is a self case. You be accountable for you because you got enough sense in your mind and your heart to step up and follow Jesus. Don't sit there and wait for somebody else. This is for you. Nobody else. This is for you. Now, if it's little babies who don't understand, okay, that's a different story. But all those who understand the word of God need to step up and need to get where they need to be. Follow instructions. Do what God tells you to do, and always be ready, because God may tell you to go somewhere. You got to be ready for that too. God might tell you, the Spirit might tell you to pack up and leave. You got to be ready. Don't say, oh no, because God's going to get you there one way or another. Believe you me, I've seen that one. You know, but what I'm trying to say is, I've seen Jesus move in my life so much. Kept me prayer, and Jesus kept me alive. So I can't deny what he's done for me. He's done so much for me. And I was, let me just give y'all a little taste. I was for the last few weeks, I was kind of worried about my daughter. Then she called me yesterday. I said, wow, that made me feel pretty good because God answered my prayer. So, you know, little things. That's it. It's just little things that God can use, that God uses to pump up your faith. You might be a little down, but God will pump it up. We just got to recognize. We just got to recognize what God is doing for us, what he's done for you today. What has he done for you every day? What he's done for you every day is wake you up. What he's done for you every day is let your feet touch the ground. Breathe in the air. Now, sometimes the air may not be too good, but breathe in the fresh air. You know, because all the smog and stuff, wherever you at, you never know. You know, now you go out there now, the pollen in the air going to mess you up because of the allergies. You know, You know, come and think about it, way back in the day, do you think them people had allergies? I just thought about that. Way back in the day, do you think them people had allergies when they was out there living on the land? When did allergies start? You know, these are questions I'm asking right now. You know, anybody got an answer, call us in. But it's strange when you think about the things that happened way back. You know, in the 1800s, like, for instance, they had the Spanish flu that came forth and wiped out a whole lot of people because they didn't believe that it was going to spread. And what happened was it spread it, and it wiped out everybody in a parade, killed all of them. About 19 to 20,000 people it killed. So we need to get ourselves together here, people. We need to make sure that God keeps his hand and his seal of approval on us, on me and you. Because that's what we got to do. You know, I'll pray for you if you pray for me, and I ain't got to know what's wrong with you, but I can still pray for you. You know, but that's what we do. And just like Sister Diane said, we praying for the nation, because God knows these are some hard-headed people. They don't want to believe that Jesus can help them. They don't want to believe that nothing will happen, and it's happening. Everybody say, it won't happen to me, and it happens to them. So we need to stand guard, to stand ready. Our watchmen told us years ago that these things were going to happen. And what I mean by our watchmen, what I mean is our leaders of the church who told us, like for instance, Apostle told us this years ago, about 25, something like that years ago, told us about these things that was coming. Lord, everybody don't believe when somebody tell you this. Now when it comes, you don't forgot you was warned. You don't forgot what happened. You don't forgot the word of God, what the word of God said years ago, because it didn't come right away. Nothing comes right away. We can't look for that. You can't get no money right away, not unless you rob the bank. So let's face that too, because you got to work for it. Some way or another, you got to work for it. Now, what do you think you got to do with the word of God? You got to work it. You got to work it to your advantage, because God will let you work it if you work it right, if you believe what you're doing, if you believe what Jesus is doing, if you believe how to do. Let's face it. When we sit there and we pray, what are you praying for? If you don't believe when you pray, what's the point? You know, I just want to see what happened. No, it don't work that way. Ain't nothing finna happen to you because you don't believe. Get yourself together here. You either believe in God or you don't. Ain't no fence riding. People wanna down you when you tell people about these things that God had already, that he let us know about years ago. When you get reminded of it, you don't want to believe it. But we got to believe what the word of God and the prophets told us. Some of us might can't really remember. But when the prophet tell us and you get reminded of it, you got to give the prophet they just do. You'll say, I remember when prophet so-and-so said that. Oh, Jesus, here it comes. And there it is. So once we put ourselves in the position that God wants us to be in, we will be protected. But let's not be, let's not be ignorant and stupid, because as Bishop always say, common sense comes along with your salvation. Don't try to live on the edge, and don't put yourself in the position where you just, I know God going to save me, and then you're going to go jump off a mountain and think God going to slow the ground from coming towards you. That ain't happening. God ain't tell you to go jump off the mountain. Now, if God told you, that's a different story. But if God didn't tell you, just told yourself, I jump off the bridge and I can make it because God said I can. God didn't say nothing. That's you being crazy. You see what I mean? We do things and take things so far out of context when we read. Things are, it's very simple in here when you break it down. If you don't understand one verse, read it over and over again and ask God to give you some clarification. He'll do it. Then you go to the next one, and you'll notice how all of them follow in line with what you want. I'll tell you what you do. Try just opening up the Bible one day and reading what's in there. Just open it up and read. It might be just what you need. Matter of fact, 9 times out of 10, it is. You know, because Jesus got a way to help you, and you just got to be aware of where it's coming from and who did it. People don't want to admit these things, but hey, as they say, que sera, sera, that's on them. But like we were talking about yesterday about Balaam and Balak, about how all this confusion and all this when this man didn't do what God said do. I'm gonna get back to the thing I said yesterday. But when that jackass started talking, that shows you God used anybody, anything, anywhere, anytime. So don't be surprised. But he is going to get your attention. One way or another, all of our intention will be met. God will get our attention. One way or another. Now, we can be hard-headed, and that's when things happen. That's when we run into problems. But you just keep bumping your head into that same wall over and over and expecting it to come out different. It ain't coming out different. That's the definition of insanity. So once we get ourselves to where we need to be. I'm gonna keep reiterating that. Where we need to be. Where we need to be in God. Or where we need to be in life. Because God got a place for each and every one of us. Each and every one of us got a job to do when we're born. Now, don't get me wrong. Some people are born just for evil. The thing about it is you got to recognize because it's some people just ain't going to do right. So what that tell you? They don't believe in nothing. They got an empty, how you say it, they got an empty soul. These are people who I'm trying to think of the words you could say, but these are people that, the ones that don't have a soul or anything, they just walking around as a shell of a person. But they're here to do evil. They're here to pull you out so you can do evil too. Because as you know, when you're around a lot of people and stuff, you know, they might be drinking and all this and laughing and having a good time. Let's put it this way. At the family reunion, think about that, at a family reunion. The first thing somebody say, here come them so-called saved people. when they in our family. And the thing about it is, they drink and stuff, talk trash and all this. But as soon as you talk to them about Jesus, did you ever notice they move away from you? So that should tell you something. They don't want to hear. But they know how to call you when something happened and they need prayer. Now, why didn't they listen the first time? So God still give them a chance. God still give them time to repent. Gives them warnings, too. You know. But people, let's just say man. Man think they are be all. Man think they can be on top of everything. Man think that you're supposed to follow them and follow them only. That's not so, because God is the one that we follow. Now, we follow our leaders of the church. That's if they write. Because let's not forget, we got some imposters in the pulpit. Let's just get that straight. And you can tell they're imposters. Long as you know your word of God and you got the spirit in you, you'll know an imposter when they get up there, because they will make a mistake. They will do something that you can see. They will do something that you see in your spiritual eye. I'm not talking about natural eye. I'm talking about the spiritual eye. And then it'll come up and you can see it. That's because God is letting you know that he's not going to let nobody fool you, because you're one of his children. When you read your Bible and you study your Bible, what that is, that's God showing you. That's God giving you instructions. What to do, how to live, how to pray. All this is in the Word of God. All this is in there. How to live, what to do with people, you know. But, hey, we know sometimes people get out of control and get on your last nerve. Yeah, that's true, and that does happen. But don't let them take you out of your spiritual comfort. I know for a second or two, you got to back up and catch your breath and say, Jesus, help me with this. Because it's going to happen. You know, people are snapping left and right all over the place. And we got to understand that that's because they feel like life is hopeless. Now, if they feel like that, that'll tell you that they don't have no spiritual growth, or they don't have God inside of them nowhere. So who's that person that can come to them and talk to them about these things? I mean, a lot of people, you wouldn't know that, how they feel and what they feel like doing. But if no one never stepped up, like at the office, no one never stepped up and say, hey, you know, God love you, you know. Hey, have a good day. That's all it takes for people to know about Jesus sometimes. Because soon as something come up on them, they're going to step to you and say, hey, can you pray for me and such, that be the way you can tell them about Jesus or whatever. But you need to open up your mouth and find out, because it will happen. Sometimes people need to be led to the word. And what I mean be led is they need to know how to get their foot in the door to serve God. Some people are afraid to make that step. Now, I was one of them. People are afraid to make that step. Don't know why. Still ain't figured that one out, so I'm through with that now. But it's up to you to come in. We can talk to you till our tongue fall out. We can pray for you all day, every day. But if you don't make up your mind, and try to help yourself also, we can only do so much. We can only do as much as we can by praying for you. Well, you know, that's the main thing, praying for you. Talk to you about the word of God when you need it, you know, because all you got to do is call us at 347-857-3925, you know, and hit the one, and we can talk to you about this word of God. Somebody will talk to you. You know, I can't say we know experts in this because nobody is 100%. Nobody but Jesus. But we can look at this word together and try to figure it out. Whatever that word is in that Bible that you need, we'll work together like we supposed to, and we'll see what that translation of that word is, how it's going to develop in your heart and your mind. See, the problem is you can't do it by yourself. If you don't understand it, you need to just step up and ask somebody. Ask somebody who got the word of God in them. You know, ask questions. Figure it out. A lot of us don't ask. A lot of us don't ask questions. A lot of us, like me, sometimes I have strange interpretations. God knows I do. Because I be looking at all different angles. Don't know why, but that's where my mind go at. You know, I'll say it, but it really means the same, but it's just the way I say it. That seems crazy. I don't know why. But, you know, I used to think I was dyslexic, seeing things backwards. You know, but, you know, God will help you through. You know, Jesus helped me through a lot. I just continue to tell y'all that. Jesus helped me through a lot. And when I read these four verses, when God say, I the Lord, the first and with the last, I am he. Most definitely, that's he. He ain't mixed no words, ifs, ands, and about it, who he is. In these first four verses, he's letting us know everything that hits these, how they say it in the office world, hit these PowerPoints that we're supposed to be in. He's telling you where to go. He's telling you, he's pointing you in the direction you need to go. All I can say is follow that path or follow that man, because that's the one you need to follow. And as apostles say, you don't need to follow all these jackleg preachers. And what we mean by that, these false people, these imitation preachers, you know, because we got a lot of them that's running around. You got a lot of them who taking the Bible out of context. They figure the I, when the I say I am the Lord, they figure the I mean them. They the I, they the Lord. They can do more than what God can do. Not so. Them ain't nothing but witch doctors. Or whatever you want to call them. But it's strange how people, how man can get like that. I know it comes from the first sin, yeah. But at some point in time, we got to straighten up. Look how many mistakes Israel made. And God still helped them. Because those his people, they the apple of his eye. But they were some hard-headed people. Maybe that's where the rest of us get it from. Since they was hard-headed, we became hard-headed too. We think we're going to be treated just like them. Maybe. I don't know. I'm just asking. You know how you do when something crosses your mind and you just say, I'm just asking. That's all I'm doing. I'm asking. Do you think? Do we know? I'm still trying to figure that one out, though. But I'm trying to figure a lot of things out that just run through. You know how things just run through your head when you reading it and you're reading the Bible and you're praying sometimes and you think something is amiss. I know God be trying to show me and trying to show me things and trying to show me the word. I try to find it and I try to, how you call it? I pretty much try to analyze it or try to see, but I know it's for me and it's for a purpose. But I'll get it, you know, I might not get it right then, but I will get it. Trust me, I will get it. Because it's going to stay with you because it's going to bother you until you do get it. You wind up closing your eyes and there it is. You're going to get it. Trust me, you will get it. So everybody has their way of doing that. Because the word of God works for all of us. It's gonna all of us can work the word of God if we let it. But you got to understand that our Lord Jesus Christ has these things set up for us to go. I mean, and you also, you know, when you look at the parables that Jesus gives you, and you look at the people who walked with him and didn't understand. They understood later, but they didn't understand right then. So that's how we are. We'll understand it if we work it, if we believe it, if we have enough faith in the word, continue it. If we have enough faith in the word, to shield us from our enemies. You know, whether you know it or not, is enemies all around. It's enemies all around. And I mean, it's two-legged enemies, it's spiritual enemies, they all around. It can be family members. It can be so-called friend, so-called, it can even be your neighbors, because they don't like your car, or they don't like how your lawn look because it looked better than theirs. You know, people be jealous and envious of the craziest things when they can do the same thing you did. Pay for what you want. You the one got them payments. You the one got out there and took time with your yard to make it look pretty. See, people don't understand the hard work and the prayer and things that goes along with everything we do. But they jealous of it. They green with envy. Think about the Lord Jesus Christ. How much the kings and the pharaohs and all was jealous of him. And they really didn't understand what he was here for. They thought he was here to take them over. He was here to save his people, to save us all. He was here to walk this earth to teach, which some of us probably still need teaching now, but a lot of us, because I can always stand some teaching. Everybody can. because there's always something that we don't know. There's always something that we don't understand. You know, but I, you know, me, myself, I love my Lord Jesus Christ because he done helped me, done lassoed me out of danger, and I mean life and death danger. I mean, he done did his thing for me. The rest of y'all, I don't know, but I know he did it for me. You know, because when things come together, you can't do nothing but thank God. And you know how some days it seems like everything clicking, everything is working, everything is gravy. Then some days it's bumpy. It's a rough day. But we got to endure it. That don't mean to touch your tail between your legs and run. No, no, no. Because it's always going to be rough patches here and there. There's always going to be something that's going to be in the way. Because you know the saying, life's really not that easy. Because things happen. You got natural disasters. You got all these little diseases running around, fires. You got all kinds of things that we got to worry about. You know, because lately it's been a kind of spree with cars going through people's houses. And they be in there not doing nothing. So think about that. What about 6 or 7 months ago when the plane just fell out and went through them people's house? None of them got hurt, but you know that these things will happen. So keep your prayer life going. Keep the word of God in your heart and soul. Keep yourselves together in God. And always remember, Jesus love you. Jesus love you, and all you got to do is confess and repent. And you'll figure it out. Because God will put his hand on you. God will put that protection on you. Things may happen all around you. The only thing you can say is thank you, Jesus. And keep saying it. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I'm going to pass it on now to Sister Sharon, Pastor Sharon.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word from Deacon Mike. And you can apply the word today that Deacon Mike is talking about with everything that is going on right now to know that who God is, know your identity of who you are in Christ Jesus, know who you serve, know that he is able to do all things today, knowing that he is Alpha and he is Omega. Know that he is your shepherd and you shall not want for anything. And, you know, God have always identified who he is. He is the creator. He spoke the word and things came into manifestation. But most of all, he already let us know that he gave us dominion and he gave us authority over all the power of the enemy. And nothing by any means shall harm you. Meaning does not mean that you won't go through, but he lets you know that you still have the authority because he is God. And he makes us in his image and in his likeness. So we know that we can speak the word, stand on his word, trust in him, knowing that he's able to do all things. And when Deacon Michael was talking, I'm reminded about when the children of Israel, when God was doing about to move to get the people, he moved for against some people, but when he doing things is a blessing to the righteous and is not a blessing for the unrighteous. But God can do whatever he wants to do because he is God and there is none other but him. And I'm reminding that he let his people know that be in preparation for this because this was about to happen. And he spoke to his servant Moses, and Moses let the people know about the water, the each and every plague that he was about to release. Why? Because he has something he wanted to show. He wanted to show that he is God. And God is the one that make the world and make the earth. And a lot of people don't want to believe that God is our source today. But we're coming into a place where we're going to have to know who we are and whose we are and know our identity. You'll find out, do you really trust in God? Do you really know him like you said you do? And when Deacon Michael was talking from Isaiah, the 41 chapter, and, you know, when you look at it, he was asking a lot of questions, you know. God was just speaking to his people, letting them know who he is. And when you know who he is, you can always stand by his word today. I'm reminded about the children of Israel where they had to put the blood stain upon the doorpost. But not because God gave you instruction, like Deacon Michael was saying, you get foolish. But you know what? Use wisdom in everything that you do because he's a God of wisdom. He's a God of knowledge, and he's a God of understanding. So you cannot get and say, well, God told me this. You know, he always sends instruction to his people. Why? Why does he send instruction? Because he cares about his people. He cares about you and I. So because he cares, we have to always listen to the word of God, the instruction, and at times he used his mouthpiece. God may not come down and tell it to you himself, but he always used his mouthpiece to get the word through. So Isaiah, the 41 chapter, Deacon Michael was coming from, and when I go a little bit further down, let's back up to verse 40, chapter 40, verse 21. And he says, have you not known? Have you not heard? Had it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers that stretcheth out the heaven as a curtain and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. And then when you look at verse 26, it says, lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one falleth. And he said, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary. There is no searching of his understanding. And he said, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increased strength. And then he goes about verse 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And then when you go to further down, when he's talking about verse 4, where Deacon Michael was said, who had wrought and done it, calling the generation from the beginning, I, the Lord, the first and with the last, I am he. And then when you look at the book of Genesis, it says in the beginning God created. And in the Revelation, he says what? He is the end. He's the Omega. He's the Genesis. He is Revelation. So he is God. He created these things. He allowed these things to come to pass. Why? Because he is God. But then he also letting you know that God is so concerned about his people. He wished that each man, a woman, a little boy, little girls will come to him. And there's times when he will allow things to come your way to get your attention. Well, now, when things happen in your life, do you just get upset and blame everybody else for what's happening in your life? And don't realize that there's always a cause and an effect. What you do cause a what? A effect. Because I did this, this is the effect that comes along. And a lot of times we believe language is only what you speak out your mouth. But because we are taught that we are spirit being and we are to walk not in the flesh but in the spirit, we can hear the language without your mouth being open. And a lot of people don't understand it. Now, how do when someone walk in a room, they keep, people start acting like intimidated? Why? Because they recognize the authority in the spirit realm. And they're reacting to that, and then they call it by other names. Why? Because they recognize that person that walked in the building. Just like when Jesus walked in, they knew he was different, right? They knew, they recognized who he is, because we are here in this world, but he told us we ought to worship him in spirit and in truth. You don't have to do a lot of things that you do, but we allow the fleshly man to always manifest itself. Just like the Adam, we still walk in the old Adam. We don't walk in the newness of who Jesus is, the second man, Adam. And we ought to walk like him. Why? Because he was even in this world, but he did not take on the world. He knew who he is. Do we even know our identity? If you know your identity, then you won't be struggling with people all around you. Because you know what? He called you by what? Your name. He told you who you is, who you are. So when you're not dealing with an identity crisis, you'll walk a little bit different. Why? Because you know who you are. Let us know that. He let us know, I know you. There's nothing about you I don't know. I am the creator, right? I'm the one that make you. I am the first, and I am the last. And I'm the middle of everything. He is around us. But sometimes we're so caught up in the world. We are caught up by what we see. But God wants us to what? Be tuned into him. Tune in to what he is saying. How do you know a mother know what the child is saying? How do a mother know? That child can't talk. That baby talk ain't working. But what? But they recognize. There's something on the inside that's built on the inside. Isn't God like that? He made us, right? There's nothing he don't know about you. Things you don't even know about yourself, he already know about. He knows about it. Why? He created you. He created you. So remember now, in today what's going on, remember who you are. Know who you are in Christ Jesus. Get into that place if you're a little bit confused. Get into that place and know your identity in Christ Jesus. Know that he will cover you. Know that he has his man and woman of God speaking the word. Now, you better get some discernment too. Get some discernment and hear the word of the Lord. Know when God is speaking, he always sends what? A word out. He always, with Moses, he told Moses to tell the people. And then I was talking to someone. I said, you know what? God was so good. He knew that what was good. He warned Moses ahead of time what's about to come. And then Moses told the people, because this was our Sunday school lesson, don't even do the Passover like you normally do. Just do it whole. Because in the morning, you got to get up and go. Now, you can't be so stuck in your own way. This is how I do it. I marinate it on the left, on the right, and I let it soak for how many more days? Then you get on left behind. Why? Because you're stuck in how you used to do things. But God told him, what? Don't do it like that. Just do it whole. They ain't had time to put all the ingredients in the bread either, did they? But he told them, what? What? You're going to be moving quickly. This thing is going to happen quickly. So if when he start moving quickly, you can be dragging your feet and miss what he's saying. We don't want to be foolish in this season. We want to be what? Wise in everything. The word let us know that the children of the world is more wiser than the people of God. But let it not be so with you. Ask God to give you the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding that you may know what season you are in, that you may know where you are in him, what you need to do to come to that place. He is the first and he is the last. And remember now, you got to wait on him. According to verse 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You need God to renew you today, because a lot of people's hearts are just beating very fast because of what's happening in the world. But you know what? God have always had a mouthpiece speaking, letting you know to do what? Be prepared. We are in the time that he talks about in the Word of God. The Word of God talks about this time. It also talks about you will not be able to buy or sell, right, without the mark of the beast. What is the mark of the beast? The way things are shifting and the market keep collapsing and people saying, we cannot go to work. Now is the time for voluntary fast. Now is the time to go back and ask your great-grandmama, because I don't think mama knows now. It all depends, y'all. I'm serious. You better go get your great-grandmother out of that nursing home and ask her, how did you survive, grandmama, great-grandmama? You better ask them, how did they go through? What is it you need to know? What you need to know, how to be creative, what to do. See, a lot of times we realize that this generation don't really know. If a McDonald's is not open and a Burger King, what you going to do? So God have always, y'all, the key to this is God have always sent forth that word. And we're not going to say all young people are like that. Some young people listen to the instruction. Some young people listen and take on because they paid attention. Just like the man of Issachar, understanding the season and the time, understanding the time that you are in. And if you can understand the times that you are in, you'll be always be in a place of preparation. Just like we prepare ourselves for the blessing, we prepare ourselves for the move, we prepare ourselves for the unexpected, prepare yourself for the unexpectation. We are to always be in a place of preparation. Now, we can miss it by being what? Stubborn.
Oh, yeah.
We can miss it, y'all, by being stuck in your own way. You say, why I'm saying? Because I'm finding out when God has been sent, giving the warning. And you know what? Before the news people even came up with this corona stuff, right? God has always been speaking and telling you to do things a little bit different. But you know what? Sometimes you have to fight that little warfare just to say, listen, y'all, can you hear? If he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Let's make the change, y'all. Why? Because God told Moses to tell the people. Some things you're going to about, this is what God is about to do. Time of deliverance is coming for. Time of blessing, time of promise. So when I tell y'all what God say, it's y'all need to pay attention and follow. And they had to follow every instruction. They can't say, oh, my goodness, I need to go to my neighbor to get a cup of flour or sugar. No, he already told you ahead of time, be in a place of preparation. Remember, y'all, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changed not. He cared about his own people. He cares about you, too, because you belong to him. So remember today, God is not a God of what? Fear. He has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of a sound mind. So remember today, don't allow fear to come around your circle. But what you can do, be in a place of preparation. spiritually and physically. And don't be so stuck on yourself, it's just you alone. Tell someone else. You know, it's good to tell someone else. Because you know what? When Noah was warning the people about what God is saying, he told everybody, everyone here, the warning. But it was up to them to make the change. So remember today, allow God to bring you into that place. Allow God to bring you into that place. Allow God to bring you into that place today. And remember, you know, remember that the word is coming to pass, y'all. A lot of things we so used to. I had to say, God, I'm so blessed. We had all of this, what's happening now. Well, if it did, I was nowhere around it, y'all. I had to worry about being sent home from school. College is shutting down. I tell you, you know what? I tell you, and I say, Lord, that means another problem at the home. The parents going to have to go more and buy more grocery in the house because all the college kids are coming back home that was on their own. I said, Lord, help the family. Help the family. Help the family. Because they did not expect that my child is getting grown. They are on their own on the campus. But the campus told them, it's time for you to go back home. Until April, y'all. I know it's not funny, y'all. But you know what? That means you have to shift again in your home. So remember today, listen to the word of God. Listen to what God is saying. And find yourself in a place, Lord, what is it I need to do? Lead me and direct me. He's a good God. He will always direct his people. And you know what? Share it. I remember when God was telling us years ago about some stocks about to drop. And God released the word to the woman of God. And the woman of God told us we couldn't see it because they looked like they were flourishing like the Green Bay tree. But see, I tell you, God is the stock insider, right? You know how someone, he have the insight on everything in this world. And he let us know that, no, there's something going on behind the scene. And things were going on behind the scenes. They were losing a lot of money, but they weren't telling the person, the big bosses knew about it. But by the time if the regular people hear it, they already lost a lot of money. But you know what? The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the first and the last, the Alpha and Omega, our fortress, our high tower, he revealed its secrets to his prophet. And he revealed that secret to the prophet. And the prophet released it. So we can what? Don't be a person to walk in loss. He allowed the woman of God to release the word to us. So I believe he's the same God then. He changed not. So have an ears to hear, even when you don't understand it. Go and do follow the instruction. Like Deacon Michael said, follow the what? Instruction. Just like the cake box, Duncan Hines cake box mix. Now you can be cheap and don't follow all their recipe, and then what? It looks like dumpling. So today, remember, just like you follow the instruction on the box of cake or whatever else you fancy, remember, it's the same thing you got to do when it comes to Jesus Christ. So be blessed, Sister Diane.
Amen, amen, amen. Wasn't that not an awesome word coming from Deacon Michael and Pastor Sharon? I tell you, God is an awesome God. Are you following instructions today? The instructions that was given to you from the mouthpiece of God. And verse 1, say, keep silent before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near, then let them speak near together to judgment. all this that's going on today, this coronavirus that have people running in fear right now, go back to the word. He is giving his people strength. He said he will renew their strength. And when you go over into verse 10, it say, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness," letting you know that he will never leave you nor forsake you. But can you trust in his word? Can you follow the directions that he gave you? Just heard Pastor Sharon talk about that box of Duncan Hines cake mix. You have to follow the instructions. You can't leave out one thing. Apostle has the book, The Secret of the Kingdom Within. Talk about preparation and all that stuff is in there. Are you preparing yourself? The word came, I know when I came into the ministry, I heard a lot of things that I didn't understand. But you see them come to pass. When a word was given to me, I was looking for it to come, you know, the next day. I was looking for it to come, see, Pastor Sharon laughing. I was looking for it to come, you know, the next week. It didn't happen. The month came. It didn't happen. So I'm like, you know, when you're new to this thing, you don't understand, you don't understand. You know, I was like, okay. But God, and the word continued to come forth. And Pastor Sharon came to me again, and she was like, "Sister Diane, you need to do what was told." And I was like, "But Pastor Sharon, you know, such and such." And she is like, "Hear the word, and I'm going to show you right. God make no mistakes, none at all." Because when that word was given to me, I wrote it down. And every time it's time for Bible study night, trust and believe, do not ask me how, that page would always be there to that prophecy that was told to me. When you don't know about prophecy, when you don't know about the word of God, you know, you lack the knowledge, and I had lacked the knowledge at the time. But trust and believe, the word did come forth. And it wasn't surprising to me because I told them that I was told this before, and they were shocked. And it was concerning my job. They were shocked to look at me, and I looked at them. I was like, "Why are you crying?" I said, "I knew this here a year ago." So we need to follow instructions and know that the word of God is the true and living word. Know the word. Read the word. Read the word for yourself. I was taught by my apostle, when you in church and you hear that preacher saying, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 1, and it's saying this, that, and the other, you better open up that Bible, find Isaiah 41, and go along with what it is that they're reading. And follow instructions. Follow instructions. God was strengthening his people, and he tell them, "Fear not, for he is going to be there. He is your shield and your buckler. He is that fortress. He said he going to fight against those that fight against you. He said, yeah, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you shall fear no evil, for thou art with you." He is telling you that he is there with you at all times if you believe. Trust in him. when you feel weary, when you're ready to give up, go to him. He encourages. And when you feel like that and you're built up, God allow people to come around and build you up. Do so to your brothers and your sisters. And I don't just mean your relative. I'm talking about your brothers and sisters in Christ. Be prepared to encourage. Be prepared to help. Be prepared to be there. Be that listening ear, that person that would live some, be that light in someone's darkness today. Just like God renewed your strength, he gave you that strength to help others. He gives you that strength to go through to help others as well that is going through the same thing that you have been through. Just like he prepared the children of Israel when they was about to be released from bondage, preparation, and they help one another. They come together. Can we do that today in this time with this virus that has everybody going crazy? Would you help your neighbor? Would you help, you know, someone else that is in need? Or you're going to say, no, I'm not doing it. You may be financially stable and someone else may not. Would you help that person in need knowing that, you know, they can't do no better at the present time? Would you do that today? Just know that we are our brothers and sisters' keepers, and the day is here that we need to stand in unity. We unite together this day and know that God is with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us, no matter what it is that we're going through. So we just thank you all today for just listening to the broadcast. We thank you for supporting the broadcast. We thank you for touching and agreeing with us as we continue to pray for those on our prayer list. We continue to pray and keep our apostle covered. You know, we just thank you all today. And just thank God for giving you this day, allowing you to wake up this day, knowing that no day is promised to us. We praying for those that are in that affected area with that virus and what's not. Pray for your neighborhoods. Pray for your the people on your job, you know, pray as you in your car, you drive and pray. Pray like never before. Let prayer continually be on your lips, sincere prayer. So tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also tune in to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit. Join us tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. That call-in number is 480-660-2316, code 3333#. That's 480-660-2316, code 3333#. That's tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. then I kneel down to pray. Pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As I stop worrying, how the story is,
when I let go,
and I let God,
let him have,
that's
when
things
start
happening. I stop looking at that bed,
when I let go, find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.